The Marshall Islands are one of the most remote places in the world. Made up of five islands, 29 atolls and around 60,000 inhabitants, the nation lies in the middle of the Pacific, more than 5,000 kilometres away from Australia. But while its athletes have competed at Olympic Games before, this tiny nation now harbours big dreams of playing football on the world stage.
Because we're the last nation on earth that without a team, right? So it's a very unique story that people want to be a part of.
Lloyd Owers is an English football coach appointed by the newly formed Marshall Islands Soccer Federation.
But the Marshall Islands are very US cultured, US influenced. There's a lot of baseball, a lot of basketball, a lot of individual sports, but not a lot of football, you know, soccer in the nation. So with the game growing in the US, it's now naturally growing in the Marshall Islands, and you've got a lot of children that are wanting to play the game.
The Federation is fundraising to get its schools program underway. They hope to eventually be recognised by the Oceania Football Confederation and take part in World Cup qualifying, but they'll have to get a team together first.
Yeah, tell me about how you're recruiting these players, because I've seen you tweeting about it.
We know that there are big pools of Marshallese citizens in the US. It's a case of now trying to network to just find anyone that plays the game with some form of Marshallese descendancy as well, because, you know, naturally then they would be eligible to play.
So it's really taking off. What's the timeline then? When do you expect to have a team? When do you expect to start playing?
We've been approached by kit manufacturers. We want to make sure we've got the right partner. We want to make sure that we are playing against the right people in our first games. So it's got to fit into that long-term process. But yeah, I think back end of 2023, early 2024, we'll be ready to roll out a national team.
There's another important reason behind this push for recognition on the world stage.
At the same time, we want to raise awareness to the country as well, because, yeah, unfortunately, by 2050, a lot of the islands won't be there just because of rising sea levels and climate change. In terms of the stadium, for example, Majuro, the main capital island, is preparing itself with seawall protection, sea barriers. The stadium is having one side that's going to be help to protect against that fight.
For years, the Marshall Islands have been asking the world to help them fight climate change before it leads to catastrophe on its shores. Now they're hoping the nation's first football team will help them score that goal. Joanna Gezhrowska, Al Jazeera.